Hello, I am recording again to make sure that my story continues. I did take a couple of days break because we had a setback, or I don't know how to explain this, and pardon me if I gag at some point because it's something which I've not vented out yet. On the 7th of Feb 2019, Yash, my son who's 10, turning 11 this month, went for an allergy test. And I don't know if you've ever felt this, or I hope nothing similar has happened with you. But when you've really worked hard for an exam and you've done everything possible and you know you will pass and you've, kind of written the paper and you've double checked everything, when the result comes, you really think you will pass. So, a very similar thing where Yash is now 10, and since he was born, he had all these allergies. We discovered about his allergies at the age of 7 months when he was not even one. And I was asked either I'll have to eliminate all these foods from my diet or I will have to stop breastfeeding him. So all the allergens which I am ingesting are not getting passed on to him, which made sense. And I had, fed him for 7 months, and he'd had, the best mother's milk thing, whatever, for 7 months. And I discussed it with my family, and they said, you know what, it's about time he gets weaned off the breast anyway, and he can stop that milk, and you can continue your normal diet because it's really hard to give up stuff that you love or you've been brought up with or you've been eating all your life. So, for example, cakes and muffins and milk with tea and yogurt and everything. I would have had to give up everything. And it's also a forbidden fruit thing. When you're told you cannot eat nuts, you really crave to eat nuts. I never ever had craving, but since he has been told not to eat nuts, we don't bring nuts at home. And I eat nuts like crazy when I get out when I'm not with him. It's just one of those things. I opted for the second option where I stopped feeding him, breastfeeding him, and he could kind of find his way through the allergies, with the allergies, without, without any problems, basically. And obviously, we were there to guide him. I would feed him, I would make his food, and I would give him everything right. Now, on the 7th of Feb, what happened? He went for an allergy test. He's been having, these bouts of, I feel really unwell, or I can't breathe, I really need my inhaler. He's asthmatic as well. And we didn't know what was causing it because everything that goes in his mouth or on his plate is given by me or Jatin. And we know that he's given only food that he's allowed. I didn't know what was causing it. So we thought we'll get, another second opinion, privately check his allergies out. And we did that on Thursday, only to find out he has new allergies developed. And he couldn't eat dairy, nuts, and eggs. And now he cannot eat sesame and coconut. So, the analogy of when you work really hard, I've tried homeopathy, I've tried NAIT, I've tried clearing chakras therapy, I've tried Ayurveda, I've tried all alternative and allopathic medicine under the sun to try and make him, make his allergies better. So he can tolerate a bit of dairy or a bit of nuts or a bit of. So he doesn't have to have a life-threatening EpiPen he carries all the time that he will, he will stop breathing if he ingests any of these things. I've been working towards that, only to find out all that hard work, unfortunately, it's gone the other way. I was always told that at the age of 7 or after, his allergies will change. But as a mum, you would think, change. You should kind of go with that word rather than expect change to always be a positive change, which is what I took for granted. But when he called me and said, oh, now I have allergies to coconut and sesame as well, they told me in the hospital, I was really not impressed. I was not impressed with myself. I wasn't impressed of how things were going. And I thought, you know what? This is not acceptable. I will find a way. And you are on my journey for us to discover the way. But that also made me decide I will only eat things he's allowed. So on the 7th, I turned vegan and I only eat, it isn't one meal, which I had thought that I will do one meal vegan to start with. but I will only eat things that he's allowed. I will make sure our meals are nutritionally balanced. So I will be a vegan with slightly difficult choices to say. I will also not have any nuts or soy or sesame or coconut. Sorry, I'm just slightly emotional right now. But I will make sure that we do not have any deficiencies. So I will keep the group informed, and I will keep you informed, who's my listener, and I owe you to, you know, I owe this much to you that I keep you informed. And the plan is that I will go with the flow, but I will make sure that I feel what he feels. Yes, he can eat chicken and salmon because he loves chicken and salmon. I was a vegetarian. I've never tasted that, and I'm not going to eat that. So I will be a proper vegan. He is a vegan who eats chicken and salmon, which is a strange one, but he's a vegan not by choice, because of allergies. And I want to try to find a way where he is allowed to eat more things. He's allowed to eat nuts. He's allowed to eat coconut. He's allowed to eat sesame. That cannot be taken away from him. So I will, you know, show you how this journey evolves and what I come across and what are my findings and how I fight the battle. And I will come out with the winning flag. I will not come out with another test down where I'm told, yes, we have tested him. And so we have to all think positive and go in this journey together. Being vegan, I'm enjoying it. It's been 4 days. It has been challenging, especially when I ate curry the other day. It was really spicy. And I said, oh, can I have some yogurt? And then I thought, oh, I can't have yogurt because that's dairy yogurt. And, you know, I suddenly changed to be a vegan. So I do not have stocks of soya yogurt or soya milk yet. So, no, I can't have yogurt, but I'm fine. I just coped with it and I went through with it. The one thing I can say already is soya milk is yummy. You do not need to get the sweetened version if you don't need to, because I have the unsweetened one. And it's, honestly speaking, it does not taste any different to dairy. If you add it to your milk, to your tea or coffee or whatever, you will not see the difference. You will not. Almond milk is quite different. It's got a nutty edge to it. So I didn't like it in my tea. But if you are starting out as a vegan, then soya milk is the way to go. If you have a sweet tooth and if you put sugar in your tea, it's a different thing. I don't. And so I think for me, unsweetened soya is fine. Do try it. Let's be in it together. Let's enjoy the ride and be healthier ever after. Ta-da!